Morning Watch. God's Charge, Promise, and Encouragement to Joshua. Week 1. Friday Related Verses. Joshua 1:8-9. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall muse upon it day and night, so that you may be certain to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and take courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for Jehovah your God is with you wherever you go. Psalm 119:9-11. With what should a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. In my heart I have treasured up your word that I might not sin against you. John 14:23-24, 26. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of all things which I have said to you. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. Psalm 119:15-16. I will muse upon your precepts and regard your ways. I will take delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Related reading. God's encouragement to Joshua was in the term of Joshua's walking in the word of God. The book of the law was not to depart from his mouth, but he was to muse upon it day and night, so that he would be certain to do according to all that was written in it. Joshua was to be occupied with God's word and to let the word occupy him. By being occupied and filled with the word, he would have prosperity and success in taking the good land. Rich in meaning, the Hebrew word for muse, often translated meditate in the King James Version, implies to worship, to converse with oneself, and to speak aloud. To muse on the word is to taste and enjoy it through careful considering. Prayer, speaking to oneself, and praising the Lord may also be included in musing on the word. To muse on the word of God is to enjoy his word as his breath, and thus to be infused with God, to breathe God in, and to receive spiritual nourishment. In a number of verses in Psalm 119, the psalmist says that he mused upon God's word. To muse upon the word is to chew the cud, like a cow eating grass. If we take in the word too quickly, we shall not have very much enjoyment. But if we chew the cud as we take in the word, our enjoyment will increase. When we muse upon the word of God, we shall spontaneously pray. Furthermore, we may converse with ourselves or begin to praise the Lord. We may be so inspired by the word that we want to shout our praises to the Lord. Chewing the cud signifies receiving the word of God with much consideration and reconsideration. We may do this while we pray read early in the morning. As we are pray reading, we may consider and reconsider the word. This is to chew the cud to receive nourishment by reconsidering what we receive from God's word. Usually, musing upon the word will be slower and finer than pray reading the word. For example, in our musing upon Exodus 22, we may say to ourselves, Remember that Jehovah is your Lord. He has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Now you are out. Amen. O Lord, I worship you for bringing me out of bondage. In all our musing upon God's word, talking to the Lord or conversing with ourselves, we should be spontaneous and full of enjoyment. We may bow down to worship the Lord, ponder the word, remember, or give ourselves a rebuke. The seekers of God in the Old Testament mused upon his living word. Their way of handling the word of God was different from that followed by many today who mainly exercise their mind to study the word in letter. As the psalmists muse upon the word of God, they spoke to God, prayed, worshiped him, and even bowed down to him. In the presence of God, they spoke to themselves of his mercy, salvation, and gracious supply. Musing upon the word in this way is even richer, broader, and more inclusive than prayer reading, for it includes prayer, worship, enjoyment, conversation, bowing down, and even lifting up our hands to receive God's word. It also includes rejoicing, praising, shouting, and even weeping before the Lord. If we muse upon the word of God, we shall delight ourselves in the word. Sometimes we may weep before the Lord or sing hymns of praise to him.